We live in a very in a world which is very temporary. It's not permanent, right? Whatever we see here, the church, the beautiful building, you know, our clothes, our beauty, the cars that we have got, God has given us, you know, everything has it is not permanent, right? Everything is temporary in this world, right? So we live in a world which is not permanent, but we hope for an eternity which is permanent with God. And that's what we are hoping here. You know, as Moses said in which Psalms 90, he's told that our lifespan may be 70 or 80 if the strength endures, and if it goes more forward, it will be sorrow and trouble, and then we will pass away and we will fly away to be with our Christ. So we live in a temporary world with everything will go. Everything has a lifespan. If you go to your kitchen, sometimes you have brought some food there, some curry powders, but after some time, if you don't use it, you will find there written it's an expiry date. What you will throw? Oh, I know, I will not use it. You will just take it and throw it away. In the same way, while we are in this world, we have an expiry date. We don't know when, but we don't have an expiry with Jesus Christ, and his presence is right now here, and we are enjoying his presence. We are always expecting the power of the Holy Spirit to be in our midst. As we are here today morning, I want every one of you to pray in your heart and to praise out with your lips, because as I always say in Sunday school, prayers and praises on one's lips bring God closer. So as we are here in the presence of God, if we praise with our hearts, if you praise with our lips, God will be more closer to us. He will be coming to more near to us, and we can experience his presence with some. So my dear children, my dear Sunday school kids, I need your attention for some time here in the presence of God. So last time, what was our topic? Anybody remember what was, who spoke first of all? Who spoke last week? Okay, at least you remember that. What is the thing, that main topic Sunilangal was telling? Jesus Christ is a superstar for us. He's a star for us. Very good. So as I was thinking here, sometimes we forget long messages, but out of those messages, even if you remember one point, you know, something goes into your heart, then the preacher will be more satisfied, because at least something went into your heart. So Jesus Christ, for our kids, for our children, for everybody in the church, he's a star. So today, I'm going to introduce you Jesus Christ in another form. You know, the Jesus Christ, or the Trinity, the God, the Father, and the Son. You know, God is a supreme God. He's a great God who made all this universe with one word. He made everything, right? With one word, he's a supreme God. We cannot even imagine the power of presence of God. But, you know, when I was thinking what Saji Pastor, when he asked me, telling to Joel, Saji Pastor the other day, for the last several years, we were all, you know, sitting under the shadow of Joel Pastor was here, so we were all sitting there. But as soon as Joel Pastor went to Mexico, and now the shadow has gone, and now some of us are being here to preach from the Word of God. It's okay, you know, God knows everything. God knows how to grow us, right? So when we are sitting in the presence of God, when we meditate in the presence of God, I don't know whose sharp eyes is going to fall for next week under Saji Pastor. So be prepared to share from the Word of God. So when I was singing what to share from the Word of God, last week we had a song here, Sangeet, and I think Jimmy was leading the song. Our soul needs a friend. Did you notice that line? Our soul needs a friend. I got the message from there itself. Jesus Christ is our friend. He is a friend whom we can always trust. So what is the meaning of a friend? What is the meaning of a friend? Or what are the qualities that a friend should have? A friend should be stable, right? He should be stable, to whom we can go and talk. There should be, you know, we can express ourselves. A friend is like that. So friend, there are many meanings. If you look into the dictionary, it's a stable friend. We have a long-standing bond with the friend, right? A friend feels good when a friend is with us. So close friends impact our lives, right? So I'm going to read a portion from the Bible. Let's turn our attention to John chapter 15, verse 15. Can somebody read for me John chapter 15, verse 15? So I'm going to read from the portion. There are different versions, but I'm going to read from the portion which I took. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth what his master doeth, but I call you friends. For henceforth, I'm not going to call you servants, but I'm going to call you friends. See, a God, a supreme God who has authority over everything, who made the heaven and earth, who made everything, he's telling that I'm not going to call you more servants, but you are going to be my friends. Just imagine that, a great God, he's going to be our friend, right? Don't think that like he's a buddy to us, you know, he's our friend, he's a supreme God, but still he's a close friend to us, right? So he's saying that henceforth, I'm not going to call you servants. So when I was looking into the dictionary, what is the meaning of henceforth? You know, it is divided into two parts. Hence means because of this. Hence means because of this. And forth means from this moment onwards. So Jesus Christ is telling to his disciples, henceforth, because of this and from this time on. So when a because comes there should be some reasons, right? Why he's going to be as friends. So to find that reason, you have to read a verse just above that. Verse 14, it says, you are my friends if you keep on doing what I command you. So little children, there is one important thing to be his friends. What should we do? We should obey his. Not only obey, it's clearly written there, you should keep on doing what I commanded you. If you go one verse before, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay out his life for his friends. If you go one more verse back, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So these are the henceforth situations where Jesus Christ is going to be our friends. If we needs to be our friend, if the Supreme God, if the God all-powerful, if he needs to be our friend, the first and important thing is, if you need, you need to keep doing on my commandments. You need to obey my commandments. I have no time to go to the other portions, so just let us take the basic thing, the important thing that Jesus Christ has taught us to be his friends, and that is that we have to keep on doing his commandments, right? Jesus Christ accomplished everything in this world, right? And if you read in John chapter 18, after two more chapters, he's going to be betrayed by one of his own friends, Judas Iscariot, right? So there, if you read book of John 13, chapters 13, 14, 15, it's so powerful. When it comes to 17, you will see the true friendship. You will read about the true love of God there. Okay, at this time, as Jesus Christ told us, keep on doing my commandments. If you look into the Bible, from Old Testament to the New Testament, there are a lot of commandments, right? You know about the famous, in the book of Exodus, what is that, chapter 20, what is that called? The Ten Commandments. And then he has given in Matthew chapter 28, the greatest commandment, to go into the world and preach and baptize, right? So there are a lot of commandments in the Word of God, right? So God is telling there, obey my commandments and I will be your friend. I take your attention to the Garden of Eden, where there are two people there. Who are they? Adam and Eve. You know, God wanted to have a friendship with them, and that's why he created mankind. Yes, he wanted to have an intimate relationship with him, to be friends with man. He wanted to talk with man. He came there every time. How do we know that he came there every time? We are going to see that. So he wants an intimate friendship with each one of us. That's why he has created you and me. That's why you are here in this church today. That's why you are a Christian in your life. You need the love of Christ. He's asking for us. My dear friends, there are a lot of things, a lot of obstacles might come in your life where your friendship can go away from Christ. But at this time, I want to assure you that God who created Adam and Eve, he just wanted one thing, and he wanted the friendship of man, right? That is the only thing. But what happened? Let's turn our attention to Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. There it reads like that. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord among the trees. Then the Lord God called, "Where are you?" Okay, you can listen here. So Adam and Eve, God told them only one commandment. And what was the commandment? His commandment was not to eat the fruit from the tree which he has shown, right? That was the only commandment. And were they able to keep that commandment? Only one. He asked them only one. You can enjoy everything in this world. Whatever I have created, it's for you. He asked only one commandment. And they could not even follow up that commandment. What happened? The devil came. The serpent came. And he lured them away from the friendship of Christ. They were, you know, as we read here, in the cool in the evening, God used to come down and talk to man. He was in such a friendship with mankind. But the devil didn't like it. He is always looking for you. My dear friends, my dear little children, oh, Rabala, Shandala, Rabala, Sadala, Rashada, the Holy Spirit presence here. I want to say you in the Holy Spirit, as you walk in your life, as you grow up each day in your life, hallelujah, you have to abide in Christ. You have to grow in Christ. You have to be his friends, hallelujah. But in this world, many things will come to lure you away from the love of God, from the friendship that God has given you now. But we have to be always, always be careful. God expects one commandment. If he has one, given you one commandment, obey that. Hallelujah. To mankind, he just gave one commandment and they could not fulfill that commandment. And when God came down, man and woman, they just ran from away from that. God is asking. He came down in the evening time to talk to his friends. But he couldn't find his friends. What happened? And he asked, where are you? Who told you that you are naked? Till we ate the fruit and and our eyes were opened. And we know what happened, the consequences. They were let out of. They were just shut out of from the Garden of Eden, right? So this morning, may I assure you that when we are having the presence of God, when we need to be a friend of God, we need to always abide in him. We need to always be closer to him. And that God is able to take care of us each day of our life. We need to walk with him. We need to walk with God. God just wanted Adam and Eve to walk with him. You know, in the New Testament, Old Testament, if you see, and in the New Testament, we can see that God had a lot of friends. Like God, many people walked with God. Like God wanted to walk with Adam and Eve to talk to them. But they didn't do that. They were led away by the devil. And what happened? We know that Enoch walked with God and he was taken away, right? So the first thing that I have just pointed out three things, how to be friends with God, how to always be on our guard so that we will not be lured away by the devil, and what should we do to maintain that friendship. Though the first and important thing is walk in the God-given authority. So don't forget it, kids. If you want to write it down, you can write it down. Walk in your God-given authority. See, God, he's our friend. We are his friends. He has given us some authority. He had given this authority to Adam and Eve, but they misused it. They didn't walk with God, right? So walk in your God-given authority. Enoch walked with God. We know a lot of, as I said, God has a lot of friends. And one of his greatest friend was Abraham. God calls his name by his name as his friend, my friend Abraham. In Isaiah chapter 41, if you go to chapter, we don't need to take that. If you go there, it's written there, he is calling Israel as his servant, but then suddenly he shifts, Abraham, my friend. You know, Abraham was a friend of God. But still, I was surprised to read a verse yesterday in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. God is coming to Abraham when he was 99 years old, and he's telling to him, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. Just imagine, Abraham, he was walking with God, and then still God came to him and told, walk and be thou perfect. He's telling him, walk before me and be thou perfect. So if Abraham, who walked with God, and if God is telling to him that commandment to walk with him, how much more we have to walk with God, right? We have a lot of priorities in life. We may be doing God's work. But if you don't walk with God, you know, that is not good. We have to always walk with God. Abraham was doing a lot of work. We may do a lot of things in the church. We do a lot of things for God. But if you don't walk with God, that is not going to be good. So we always have to walk with God. We can tell many examples from the Bible. Joseph walked with God, right? And he was successful in all the areas of his life. And may I turn your attention to Genesis chapter 22, verse 7 and 8, a verse which I like so much in my life. Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And Isaac is saying, behold, there is fire, there is wood, but where is the lamp? And the man who is a friend of God, who is so closely walking with God, he is telling one thing. What is he telling? My son, God will provide, Jehovah Jireh. If you are a friend of God, you will know the secrets of God. If you are a friend of God, you will not be dismayed by the words of this world. Where is this? Where is that? But as a friend of God, Abraham is telling that, Jehovah Jireh, God provides. Right? God provides. As Abraham was walking alone with his son to sacrifice him. You know, you might know how much the heart of the father might be, right? But he know that he loved him. He had a greater friend in God. He loved God more than anything. Friends, I need to say that everything in this world will change. You know, when I was just meditating yesterday through these verses, an incident went through my mind. You know, everyone will forget us. Everyone, like, after some time, your kids will be gone from you, parents, you know, everybody, even the friends, even your best friends in your class, after some time, if you ask your parents, they had a lot of best friends when they were in schools. But if you ask them where, they are not there. Everyone will move. Everybody will change. A funny thing happened, like, one of my cousins, we were in grade 6. He was in grade 6. We grew up together in my mom's house. One time, his father is a pastor, and he scolded him on a Sunday morning. You know, pastor's kids on Sunday morning, they cannot sleep up to 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. They have to go with pastor at 7 o'clock, right? So he scolded him for something. And we walked to the church. It was nearby. He didn't tell anything, but he was not happy with his dad for scolding him in front of everybody. And, you know, when the testimony time came, this guy stood up. My cousin, he stood up. I thought, he didn't say me anything about exam or anything, but then why is he getting up? And you know, he got up and said a verse from Psalms, even though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will not forsake me, okay? So everybody can forsake you, and everybody can leave in your life, but there is a friend who will never leave in your life, and that is God. In Psalms 119 verse 105, he says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. My dear children, that is the real word of God that you should have. If you are a friend in Christ, he will lead you each day of your life. You have to abide in him, hallelujah, and then he will lead you. We know how Moses was led by God. Moses was another friend of God. And it says that God spoke to Moses face to face as a friend. He spoke to Moses as a friend, right? And we know that how much Moses is telling to God, and I think in Exodus 34, God, if your presence is not going with us, do not send us. He believed, he trusted their friends. My dear friends, I want to say to you at this time, whenever you take decisions in your life, whenever you go move forward in your life, always have this friendship with Christ, because he needs you each moment of your life. You have to ask him, God, lead me. If your presence is not going with me, don't send me for this course. Don't send me for this or that. Whatever you are praying, you need the friendship of God with you every time, wherever you are placed. And God said to Moses, my presence will go with thee. This is how the friendship of God which should come to you. The devil can lure you away. You know, in Numbers, when we read there, the people of Israel, when they were coming through the desert, they murmured against Moses. They murmured, oh, Moses, it would have been better if you were staying in Egypt, where we got good food. Why you brought us here to die? And then Moses looked up to God. You know what I see? The quality of Moses. Whenever something failed in Egypt, whenever the plagues came and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, he always used to run to the presence of God. And he would go, God, why did you do this? He was asking always God's guidance. So my dear friends, walk in the authority that God has given you. Abraham walked in the authority that God has given him. Moses walked in the authority that God gave him. Draw nigh to God and he will come near to you. In Psalms 25 verse 14 it says, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him or love him, and he makes them known his covenant. He makes them known his covenant. Before I close that portion of walking in authority, you know, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, right? The three friends, they were separated from everything. They did not fall into this luring of the world. And we know that the king Nebuchadnezzar, he made an idol, and he told them that they should worship this idol. But these three friends knew that they have a greater friend in God. They believed in God. And they said, no, we will not worship. And the king Nebuchadnezzar told to increase the fire 7 times. And he increased the fire 7 times. And then he put them into the fire. And the interesting thing there, it is written that, we threw three of them into the fire. And I can see, it's really written there, walking about in the fire. There's a fourth person, and they are all dancing and walking. You know, when these three people, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they walked in the presence of God, they walked with the authority that God gave them. In the fire, God came and walked with them. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, my little children, my dear youths, hallelujah. When you walk with God, the powerful presence of God will come down in your fire. Whenever you go through difficult situations, whenever you go through fire, and as you grow up each day in your life, you are going to face different things in your life as you grow up. But if you are a friend of God, He will, the Supreme God who made everything, who made the universe, He is going to come down for you. In Joshua chapter 1:8, it reads, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to for that you will be more prosperous, and then you will have good success in your life." And that is how we need to walk with God. I can show you many examples from the Old Testament. And when it comes to New Testament, Jesus had a friend in Lazarus. We know that when every hope was gone, when everything was gone, his friend, Lazarus' friend, when everything was gone, he was dead. His friend is walking to his house because he loved them. If you are a friend of God, God will love you. He will take care of you. Even if you think that, what is going to be my future? Where am I going to get my job? What is going to happen in your life? If you are a friend of God, God will provide. As Abraham said, Jehovah Jireh, God provides. As Moses said, "If thy presence will not go with me, leave me not." And his presence was with there. And if he came into the life of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he is going to come with you. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we read, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We need to walk by faith. So what is the first step? Walk in the authority that God has given us. Walk in the authority that God has given us. You know, in Sunday school, we are going to sing a song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It was written by Joseph Scriven. He was born in Northern Ireland. And before he was going to marry his fiancée, the day before the marriage, his fiancée died drowning in water. And then he came to Canada at Port Hope, Ontario. And he came there. And he had another fiancée. She also died days before their marriage. He was totally broken, but he looked up to God. And you know what happened in 1835, when his mom was ill in Ireland? He could not go those days to travel that much. He was not that much rich, and it takes days to go there. And that time he wrote this song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." My dear friends, are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a lot of care, take it to the Lord in prayer, and He is going to sustain you. Have you trials and temptations? If anything comes in your life, you need to go to the presence of God. So the first step is walk in the authority that God has given you. The second one is expect the attack. Expect the attack. When you are friends with God, you need to always expect the attack of the devil. You know, you need to expect the attack. Sometimes we think that, you know, Christian life is very cool. Let's go like that. But no, we need to always expect the attack from the devil. You know, Elijah. What happened to Elijah? Elijah did many miracles, right? He went up to the mountain. He killed many false prophets. He even stopped the rain. He did many miracles. He was so powerful in the presence of God. But what happened to Elijah? Just at the word of Jezebel, he was totally down. He went down. He didn't feel that attack of the enemy. And he went and lied down under the bush tree, and he wanted to die. He said, "No, I'm not good. I'm not good." But you have to remember that he is the one who did great miracles. He did many powerful things. But just a word, a small attack from the enemy, totally destroyed him. But God loved him. He went. The angel of the Lord went to him, and he just rose him up. He ate the food, and he walked forward, right? So as a friend of God, you always have to see that you are always under the attack of the enemy. So be careful in your life. When you grow up each day with friendship with God, the devil doesn't like it. He will attack you in some ways. Maybe he will destroy your studies. Maybe he will take your friends away. Maybe a lot of things he can, failures, you know, disappointments, discouragements, many things can come. And then you might ask, "Where is my friend? Where is the friend rejangled whom you spoke? Where is my friend?" But at all these times, you have to have the word of God in you. You have to pray. You know, Daniel, he was a prayerful man, right? And he was very prosperous in that town. In that kingdom, he was very prosperous. But his enemies didn't like that because he was always praying to God. And if you read there, we can see that Daniel, while he was praying to God, he came to know that a law has been written that whoever doesn't pray or bows down to Nebuchadnezzar or whoever prays to other God, he will be put into the lion's den. But what happened? Did Daniel fear of the attack of the enemy? No, because he know that he is always on the knees. So when you are on knees, when you pray to God, he's a God, he's going to come down for you. So what do you need for that? You need the word of God always in your heart. You know the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah and his friends. It is written there while they were building their temples. What was always with them? Quiz question. What was always with them? When they were building the walls, what was always with them? Sword. The sword was always with them because they always feared that the enemy would attack them. My dear children, the enemy might attack you anytime. For that, you need the word of God each day in your life. The word of God. When difficulty comes, when anything comes, when the enemy attacks, you should use the word of God. The powerful word of God, which can build you up, which can grow up the relationship with Christ. You need to have that friendship with Christ. You know Job, how many friends he had? Three. Jamie is selling three, then she's doing me like this. I don't know. Okay, so Job had three friends, right? We'll see who's going to be correct, three or four. Okay, so he had three friends. And the first one name was Eliphaz. He came, so Job, you know, if you read, I think Job 29:4, it says that in the days of my youth, when God's intimate friendship blessed my house. So when we read of Job, like he had kids and at a later stage, but if you read in Job 29:4, it says that in the days of my prime or in the days of my youth, God's intimate friendship blessed my house. See, he was a friend of God in his youth. Don't think that Job became, you know, friend of God when he was after having kids and when he was old. No, he was a friend of God from his youth. Really, I like that verse when I read yesterday. His Job was a friend of God from his youth. And so what happened? When the attack of the enemy came, he was prosperous. He succeeded that because he had the word of God. He had God. He had the friend of God in him. And this friend, another, the worldly friends, the Eliphaz came and told to him, oh, Job comforted many other people. But he really didn't understand their pain. And Eliphaz believes that Job got all these sufferings because of some sin that Job committed. And his other friends, Bildad and Sophar, they also agree to that. Yeah, that is because of this. And they say a lot of things against Job, that Job is not righteousness. That's why all this came. And you know, in chapter 32, now Jemmy, he has four friends. Another friend called Elihu, he enters. And he enters and says that, yes, Job's illness or Job's whatever happened to Job is because of some wickedness that Job had committed. But Job just gave himself to God because he know your friend. And you know, sometimes God will, your friend, who is your best friend now? Jesus Christ is your friend. Sometimes he will be silent. Okay, so if you read from Job chapter 1 to 37, God is very silent. The friend of Job, who was a friend from youth, he is silent. But in chapter 38, his friend comes in a whirlwind. In a whirlwind, he is coming to Job and he is asking his friends, do you know my power? Do you know how much powerful I am? And Job is himself telling to God of his powerful ways. You know, God is so powerful. My dear friends, my dear little children, God might be sometimes silenced. His silence does not mean that he doesn't love you. He is silent. Sometimes he is silent. Sometimes he will allow the enemy to attack you for a some time. But he is with you even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is with you always. As Jesus Christ said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is your best friend every time of your life. And you know, what is the second point we are discussing? Expect the attack. So first one is walk in the authority that God has given us. Second is expect the attack. And you know, how Jesus Christ, when he came into this world, he was tempted by the devil, right? And how did Jesus Christ face that situation? By the word of God. When the devil came, you can read in Matthew chapter 4, he came and told a lot of things. The devil came and tempted God. But God, Jesus Christ, what did he do? He said the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we need to have that word of God in us so that, you know, we will be always powerful. I still remember the skit by Judy and seniors when they did here. I think Judy was trying to evade from everything, but her friends were trying to lure away from. I still remember the face of Jeremiah with that mask. Still now, sometimes I get nightmare, Jeremiah. Okay, so many things can come in our life which can lure us away from the friendship of God. But we need to put on, as in Ephesians 6:11 it says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the schemes of the devil. Whenever the enemy attacks you, do not think that your friend has betrayed you or he's not with you. He is always with you. And may I come to the last point. So walk in authority if you want to be in front of God. Expect the attack of the enemy if you are a friend of God. And the last point is stay close to the shepherd. Stay close to the shepherd. In Psalms 23, it says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My dear friends, we need to stay close to the shepherd. Kids, how can you stay close to the shepherd? How can you stay close to this friend? You know, this is a world, this is a time when everything lures you away from the word of God. You know, if you read in the book of Samuel, you know Samuel, right? Samuel, God spoke to Samuel. He called him, Samuel, Samuel. God called him 4 times, right? These days, God called him at the night. Samuel, Samuel. My dear friends, I want to say to all the little children and to the youth, go to bed early. Go to bed early if you want to hear the voice of God. Samuel, he went to bed early. You know why we are late to go to bed these days? We just keep on scrolling, right? Many of the parents have told me that, you know, sometimes kids are on their mobiles or their devices. Sometimes we sleep very late. We go up to 10:30, 12 o'clock. You just chat with your friends or you just keep on looking to your mobiles. Pray to God as Samuel prayed. God, and in the middle of the night, God will call by your name. Little children, you need to be called by the name of God. God needs to call you. God wants to call. Maybe at night 3 o'clock, he will call Abel. Abel. At that time, if God calls you, you have to sit up and pray. And that's how you are going to hear the word of God. Even if he calls you at any time. If at my time, you feel that you have woken up, you don't feel like sleeping. Just think that God is expecting that you should pray in his presence. You know, and let me stop by these few words. We know the parable of the lost sheep. A shepherd was there and he lost one sheep. And he left all that 99 there and he just went for that one sheep. Right? That's the same friend that you have. Even if you are gone away, even if you are led astray, he is there always for you to lead you in each day of your life. As Samuel heard the voice of God, my dear little children, you should hear the voice of God. You should have that authority. So walk in authority of God. Second thing, expect the attack. And the third thing is that stay close to the shepherd. And if you stay close to him, you will hear the words. As in Isaiah, it says, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left, you will hear the voice saying, move in this direction. As in Romans 5:10, it says, for since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with him. Let me stop my message by saying one incident. I know I have said it maybe several times, or maybe who are new to this place. The one incident which always leads me in my Christian life. When I was in Bangalore, we had some, you know, I had to go for a function. There was a function there. It's in India Campus Crusade for Christ. So that time I just came to know the love of God. And I wanted to go to this there's a music festival there. So I wanted to go for that music festival. So I had a scooter. I just took it up. And I thought, oh, I cannot go alone. Those who are in Karnataka, they know from Madiwala to go to some of the Karnataka friends. Their faces are brighter now. So if we want to go there, I cannot go alone there to this Lingarajpuram. So I thought I should call some of my friends. And when I came to the restaurant where we are eating the food, I found like 3 or 4 friends. So I asked one friend, can you come with me because I cannot go alone there. He told me, yeah, sure, we can go. I will also come. I told him I will come to your room at 4 o'clock. Let's be ready. He told, okay, I can come. Then I found another friend. He told me, can you come? Let's go to this music festival. He told, yeah, I will also come. Just come. I will come there at 4 o'clock. I told him. He told, he will also come. And 2 other more friends came there, and I told them also. So 4 friends. And one of my roommate was there. I told him, come, let's go. My roommate also told me, let's go. And we five were there. I was very happy. In the morning, I was alone. And by after like 1 hour, four friends in that restaurant and another friend, my roommate, we five decided that we should go. So at 4 o'clock, I just dressed up to go. And then I told my roommate, come, let's go. He was in a sleepy mood. He told, oh my God, Rejo, you know, I'm not feeling so good today. Can you just leave me? And oh, I told, okay. Then out of five, how much I have more? Four more friends. So I just went to the other friend's house and I reached there. The two of them were there. So I told, come on, get it. Oh, I told, you know, 5 o'clock, there is a cricket match. And somebody called us, can we go? Can you leave us now? I told, okay. Then still I have many friends. Two more friends are there. I went to their house. They also told some excuse. And I went to that restaurant where one of my friend was supposed to come. And there was another, the restaurant owner was there. And she was asking me, why you're staying? I told, I'm waiting for one of my friends to go there. And it was literally becoming dark. And nobody came there. All the five friends didn't come there. At that time, I'm telling you, I heard a voice in me saying, this is Christian life. Idagunu Christiya Jeevitham. So in Christian life, you will lose your friends, but you have one friend in Christ. And that incident has led me strong in Christ thus far. So my dear friends, my dear church, we may lose friends. We may lose everyone in our life, but you have to know one thing, that Jesus Christ is our friend. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. May God bless us with these words.